And you're listening to Barbara York's, that is the symphony number, excuse me, it is the Tuba Concerto, Wars and Rumors of War, but anyway, that is what we've got here, Tuba Concerto. Bob McConnell is joining me because the featured artist, internationally renowned tuba soloist Velvet Brown, is presenting, she's going to be presenting a number of things. It is, well, it's the biggest week of the year for the symphony. You've got school tour and you've got Velvet Brown. And have you ever had a tuba soloist before, Bob?
Actually, my very first year conducting, we had Gary McCurdy, the troubadour, in for a Pops concert. And we had a young artist, tuba winner at one point, but not a visiting artist, and certainly not as one renowned as she is, which, you know, it's a small niche in the world, but I have heard from so many brass players around the Midwest that are interested in hearing her, said she's a wonderful clinician. And so, yeah, it is a very big week.
It is the Masterworks concert. That is the as I said, this used to be the start of your season in the year was always in February. February became too difficult. In March, the weather looks like you're going to have great weather for both Saturday and Sunday because you've got concerts going on. On 7:30 on Saturday night at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa, and then on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Capitol Theater in Burlington, and also at 6:30 at the Iowa Wesleyan Chapel. And you've got a special event that is happening as well before the concert, Fanfare for Spring, a fundraising brunch at the Arts Center of Burlington going on the Sunday ahead of the concert in Burlington. Is that right?
Yeah, that should be a really fun event. I hope people will come out. And, you know, the weather does look fantastic. I don't know how many of your listeners are outside yet today, too. It's beautiful. You know, we've had some really tough weather with wind and just temperatures, and it looks like it's going to be a really nice week.
All right. It is. We've got three women three women composers again on this one. And this is Louise, is it Frank?
Frank, yeah.
Symphony number 2.
Yeah.
The entire concert looks like it's got some fairly difficult pieces for the orchestra. How is
well? Yeah, so the female composers is a continuation of our effort to honor the passage of the 19th Amendment, which all got put on hold by the COVID thing. So Louise Frank, her music was almost lost. Of course, women. She really broke through, and very early, too. I mean, in the mid-1800s, became one of the leading professors at the Paris Conservatory. But this music was pretty well lost. There was just a copy in a university library. And people went in and made modern editions of it, reprinted it, and it's becoming very popular. It holds its own with any Beethoven or Brahms it's a very older classical style. And then we're doing a brass and percussion fanfare by Emma Lou Beamer. And that's a really short, cool feet.
This is declamation. Well, based on this,
go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, what we're hearing is this is not going to be a concert to sleep to.
No, not really. There's a lot of very active moving music. The Barbara York Tuba Concerto, War and Rumors of War. I'm not going to go on about the subtitle now. It's interesting that we programmed this without any of the stuff in Ukraine being on the radar at that time, but it's a beautiful piece. The middle movement is one of the most beautiful pieces of music I've ever done, and I think people will really love it. And then we end the concert with the Hindemith Symphonic Metamorphosis. And
this is a little bit of this one right here.
Okay.
Tell me about Paul Hindemith, if you would.
So Hindemith had to flee the Nazis. He ended up working the rest of his life in the United States. But he had a very unique style of writing. And he took this theme by another composer and built a four-movement work around it. Among musicians, and I think most knowledgeable listeners, this is absolutely in the top 10 list. It's a unique piece of music. I told the orchestra that in a lot of ways it has some industrial vitality to it. It's an interesting piece, and you could hear on that march, it's upbeat and a little bit mechanical, but just a cool, really fun piece to perform. So we'll perform parts of that on the school tour concerts along with the Barbara York. And then, of course, we'll do that all weekend. And, yeah, I hope people will come over to the art gallery for the fundraiser. That should be a lot of fun right before the concert. And then I'll talk a little bit, too, about what's going to be on the program.
That's going to be on at noon on Sunday at the Arts Center of Burlington. And, of course, the Sunday concert in Burlington, that'll be taking place at the Capitol Theater at 2 p.m., The concert series opens at the Bridgeview Center 7:30 on Saturday night. 2 p.m. is the concert time with the fanfare beginning at noon and noon brunch. And then 6:30 on Sunday night, the I. Wesleyan Chapel Auditorium in Mount Pleasant. A whale of a concert and a tuba soloist to boot. All of that is happening this weekend, and enjoy the nice weather and enjoy the concerts. I guess that's the best way to say it, right?
Yeah, it is. Thank you very much, too. We appreciate the support.
Thank you.
And hope to see people.
All right. Bob McConnell, Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra Maestro. Concerts this week.